Bruce Hall's Second Opinion.
You play to win the game. You don't play to just play it.
Brought to you by the National Association of Realtors.
Swung on and hit in the air to deep right center. It is high. It is far. It is gone.
Bruce Hall gives you all the latest sports news from a handicapper's perspective.
What the hell's going on out here?
Join the conversation by calling in at 240-317-7294. Now, here's your host.
They are who we thought they were, and we let them off the hook.
Bruce Hall and Roy G.
Good morning, and welcome to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. I'm Roy G.
Good morning,
Bruce.
Good morning, fellas.
As always.
Happy birthday, Matt.
Yes, and it's our box man, Batman.
Well, he is Batman.
He's got Batman.
This entire studio is filled with like Batmobile memorabilia. There's Batman and Robin.
I always wonder why is Robin wearing blue?
That's Nightwing.
Oh,
jeez. Well, hey, listen.
if you read the comics, you would know.
Shows how much that we know. We're like, Robin, what is it?
Well, it's 20 degrees here now. It's going to be 68 on Thursday. Go figure. I'm sure the flu's going around everywhere, and everybody wants to know why you're getting sick. It's because of the big changes in the weather. We got a lot of stuff going on. This is one of the few weekends since the end of July where we haven't had a football game, a schedule to follow on the weekend, because it's that instrumental week between the championship game and the Super Bowl. And I'm going to tell you right now, for somebody that's been to approximately 15 Super Bowls over the course of 20 years and taken anywhere from 60 to 450 people to them, I really miss that. There was a couple of weeks, championship games and Super Bowls where they didn't wait 2 weeks, where they did it the following week, and it was such a cluster, you know what, they decided they couldn't do that anymore. It was almost impossible to arrange anything. It was impossible to get, air and hotel, and it was just too tough to do.
Well, it's pretty much impossible to get a hotel now down in New Orleans.
Well, in the quarter, you got to understand something about New Orleans. As great a place as New Orleans is to watch a Super Bowl, and I'm not saying that because Superdome really is nothing special. It's an old, big circular dome. Okay, the upper level you might as well be.
Well, it's Mercedes Super Bowl. We make sure we get that.
Whatever.
In there.
But the thing of it is
that coming after us.
That it's not a great place to watch a game, but it's a great city to be at when there's a game going on because it never shuts down. Best food maybe in the country, especially if you like all kinds of different foods. Because they have their share of Cajun food there, mm-hmm. obviously, but it's not all Cajun.
Yeah, they also have obviously a strong French background.
Well, plus there's a Harrah's right down on a water where you can gamble, which is even better if you're somebody that likes to shoot craps and play blackjack and look at celebrities. I'm Bruce Hall. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. I'm with Roy Edwards here from SportsManCave.com. Roy, tell everybody about your new show.
Well, we have a new show coming out. It's called Out at Second. You can hear our last couple episodes at smcradio.com. It's a new site we're launching. You can hear all of Bruce Hall's Second Opinion shows there as well.
What a class show that must be.
It's a great show. And so it's a comedy show based around sports. We take sports headlines and we kind of make a mockumentary out of it. and then we talk about the things in sports that most people don't talk about. Like last show, we talked about the worst team names and mascots in sports because the New Orleans Hornets, who are now going to be the New Orleans Pelicans.
The Fighting Pelicans. So I'll tell you what, Pelicans scared the hell out of me with that big old whatever it is underneath their beak.
But you know,
you could put people in there.
We talked about it, but at first I hated the name.
Right.
But the more that we debated it on Out at Second, which you guys can hear Wednesdays at 9.
I love that.
I kind of like it.
Yeah.
They went to the colors of the Saints, which I love that.
Well, look, the Myrtle Beach Pelicans have been in existence in the South Atlantic A-Ball League forever.
And there was a New Orleans Pelicans, which was a minor league baseball team, who Shoeless Joe played for, which was in New Orleans. So you have a tie to that, the name.
Do they have like a soft blue color in their logo? Because the Myrtle Beach Pelicans are soft blue and black.
These
beautiful.
They're the Saints gold.
Right.
They are a little bit of red, and then it's a navy blue, which navy blue, white, and red with the gold. I forget what those things are called. You know what I'm talking about. The Saints.
Right.
That's the state flag.
That's some kind of a like almost that goes back almost to medieval times.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's like I think it's the tip of a sword back in the Spanish and French Inquisition back in whenever. But listen, let's talk just briefly. Oh, what a beautiful match! Yeah. Match just flashed up the Pelicans logo.
It's actually the one next to it.
It's good looking.
Yeah, it's that one. Anyway, but you can go to sportsmancave.com and you can see all of the Pelicans' new logos. And
what and what day is your show on again?
Wednesdays at 9:00
in the evening.
9 at night.
That is so cool. Yeah. I hope I can stay awake that long.
Please do.
That's usually you know what I do. I'll just tape whatever shows. Yeah. 9 o'clock is a good spot for shows. But the nice thing about Fios is I can record everything and watch it 2 days later.
And if you happen to miss the show, you can just go to smcradio.com and listen to past episodes.
Well, I don't mean
this show and Out at Second.
Well, I don't mean to beat a dead horse here, but yours truly hit the hardball last week.
You did.
And I could have, and I should have just played it up offshore or whatever early on, because early on that was a 21% deal. It was almost 5-1 if you took the hardball.
Mm-hmm.
If you took it before the playoffs started, it was like, I want to say it was 7 or 8-1.
Which a guy, I don't know exactly where he lives, but he trademarked last year Harbaugh.
Right.
Did you hear about this, Matt? He trademarked Harbaugh last
year.
That
should have been us.
And the NFL went and tried to trademark it in August.
And he
of this
sued
year.
Him.
Yeah, and then it didn't go through. And so now he might be in some trouble with the NFL, which makes me think, you're always into the fixes in kind of thing. Why is the NFL in August looking into Harbaugh?
Money. I mean, greed. Mm-hmm. It's all about, look, I was listening to a religious radio station on the way to the studio this morning,
mm-hmm.
and I was so moved by this African-American downtown. I want to say it's, I'm not even going to say the name of it because obviously he's not giving me anything, but it's called First Church. And this guy was phenomenal. And he, you know, the thing I liked about him is he had me going, and I wasn't on my normal radio station. Normally, I listen to sports radio.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I'll listen to Rodney Harrison, Safety Blitz.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And Rodney's, you know what? As cocky as Rodney is, and as tough as Rodney is, and as much of a cheating patriot as Rodney is, I can say that on a New York station, by the way. I like him. He really does know what he's talking about, and generally speaking, when he's not, you know, trying to be funny, he's a really good analyst.
Yeah, I don't mind Rodney. The guy that he's on with is kind of a boob.
No, I have no idea how you spell that guy's name, because every time he says his name, I can't understand him. I'm Bruce Hall. Hall, H-A-L-L. It's very easy to spell, brucehallsports.com. You can go on there. I'm looking at championship weekend. I got some notes scribbled down and thrown all over the place. We're going to break down... Today, we're going to break down all the changes in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there were 8 head coaches that were basically let go.
Yeah.
There's been some general manager changes also.
Mm-hmm.
There's been some coordinators that have been fired and that have been picked up. And one of the best tweets I saw a week was Rob Ryan said, well, if I lose my job with Dallas, I'll be out of work for about a couple of hours.
5 minutes,
but he was out of work for like... I don't know, 49,261 minutes or something like
off.
That. He was off slightly. So you don't really want to, you know, use Rob Ryan as a, what do you call it? Procrastinator? No, not a procrastinator. What is it you call people that,
I know what I'm talking about. Yeah, I know what you're trying to say. With the time?
Yes.
It's like my time. I say 15 minutes, I really mean 45.
Let me tell you something. He got a job with the Rams. And he's working for Fisher. And to me, that here's the deal with that. Fish must see something he likes about Rob. Rob must be super hands-on because Fish is a defensive guy.
Mm-hmm.
So Fish probably likes Rob as a coach.
Well, he's got a Super Bowl ring.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, and he did turn that Cowboys defense around.
And he's got great hair.
He does have great hair.
He's got a lot of hair.
He's the bigger brother now, though.
Yeah,
you can definitely tell him apart.
You know what?
Rex looks good.
Rex does look good.
He does look good.
Rex looked great in a damn suit last week.
His tattoo's not so much.
But you know what? Rex don't look good as a head coach. For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors are here to represent you and protect home ownership. I'm Bruce Hall. We'll be back in a minute on AM 1230 WFAS. This is Bruce Hall's Second Opinion.
We're back on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Join the conversation by calling 240-317-7294 or on Twitter Hashtag BH Sports. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
Hey, Roy, tell them what number to call in. We want you guys to call in because this is going to be a fan get involved Sunday for us because we're going to be going back and forth about a lot of things that we believe in and things that we think are going to happen in the Super Bowl. And we want to know how you guys feel. Roy, what number do they call?
Call 240-317-7294. That is 240-317-7294. I forgot it for a second.
Jeez. Roy, here. Red Bull.
Yeah.
Anyway,
it's only the thing that's called a brain fart. The most in our
well, let's talk.
It's only the only thing I'm supposed to do.
Hey, let's talk a little bit about San Francisco Atlanta, the first game last Sunday. Mm-hmm. Unbelievable game. And Atlanta, you know, to your delight, because you picked Atlanta, came out smoking. They were up 17-0, right?
Yeah.
And they had an opportunity, wasn't it? Didn't they have an opportunity at the end of the first half to do something? It didn't happen. No, that was Brady. Tom Brady, we'll talk about that later. Tom Brady wasted 20-some-odd seconds.
We shouldn't call him Tom Brady. It's the enigma that once
he's
was.
He's terrible.
Tom Brady.
Yeah, you know what? I'm beginning to think that it's like Paul McCartney.
It's kind
Maybe Tom was in a car wreck, and when he came back from the hospital, he wasn't really Tom Brady. He
well,
was some
it's
kind
of sad because, I mean, Tom Brady is one of the great quarterbacks of our time. He's a monster. The guy.
Well, yeah, he is.
Hall
but you and
famer.
I both know what we think about that too.
He's a Hall of Fame. Well, yeah, okay.
Yeah, cheating son of a gun.
Yeah, but still
the whole damn organization.
But still,
yeah. Go ahead. Tell me I'm a liar.
The guy's a Hall of Famer, but now he's starting to come back down to earth and he's starting to mix in and it's not the same Tom Brady and it's kind of that thing where you see your heroes age a little bit.
It's Tom Brady on Lexapro.
It's almost like Michael Jordan on the Wizards. When everyone was like, it's still Michael Jordan.
He looks depressed.
But he's like 48. But Michael Jordan actually, he did drop 40 when he was on the Wizards. But still.
When you see your
hero's age.
I got to tell you, though. When Michael Jordan was playing for the Wizards, he was done. And he still got 40.
Oh, he's still dropping 40.
He almost got 50 one night.
Well, Tom Brady is.
Remember when he pinned that ball up against the backboard?
Michael Jordan's the greatest of all time.
Yeah,
I don't think there's a single person who would argue that unless you're looking for ratings and you want to pull the young
And you know
guys
what?
Out,
you can
things.
Talk about Kobe all you want. You can keep Kobe. I don't ever remember Michael Jordan getting in trouble in a hotel room with some woman.
I don't remember
that happening. Never was a fan of his.
Jordan had issues.
Yeah, he had issues, but they're called
gambling.
Yeah, he can't play golf with them. Betting 10, 15,
he's
20
grand
on
a
game.
Very good golfer.
I'm Bruce Hall. There's nothing wrong with that.
No,
I love Jordan.
I love Jordan.
I do too.
And Kobe is the closest
thing
we've
had. He needs to whiten his teeth. The last time I saw Mike, his teeth were like yellow because he's constantly got a cigar in his mouth.
Kobe's the closest thing we've had since Michael Jordan. And then LeBron might get
there. Like the kid in Oklahoma City. I just think Kevin Durant is going to be the best player to ever play the game. If he stays healthy, he'll be putting 40 in when he's 435 easily.
I love Kevin
what is
Durant
he 22, 23?
Kevin's 23 years old.
He's my son's age.
He has all the skills. That's why I love about him. Whereas LeBron, I feel like LeBron is more of a he's athletic and he's got the build and he uses
LeBron
his body
is a,
to his advantage.
A combination outside linebacker, defensive end, tight end, superstar, basketball athlete.
He's an athlete, but Kevin Durant to me is a basketball
Can
player.
Can I ask you a question?
He has all the shots, he's everything.
What was that guy's name that looked 40 years old when he was in college from Texas that got drafted and he got hurt? You know what I'm talking about. Anyway. LeBron James to me.
Basketball player?
Can I ask you a question? Do you think LeBron took human growth hormone when he was in high school?
Because he looked
a lot older than 18 when he came out.
And he's got the body of a 30-year-old
when he came out.
I'm pretty sure he's my age. LeBron's my age.
LeBron's not very old. He's 30, 27,
he's
28
27.
Maybe?
He's 27.
27.
He's my age. And he's got his hairline is
way up
there. I thought I had a bad receding hairline. This guy makes me look 18.
Roy, you look like you – Roy, are you adding hair?
No,
oh my God, that looks kind of.
I'm not balding.
You should do a commute. You should do it. Yeah, and your hair's brown.
I got a full head of hair.
Every time I look at brown hair, I have to stare at it because when I look in the mirror, I don't see hardly any brown hair.
Yeah,
it's all gray. I'm one of those whiteies.
No, but LeBron. I mean, LeBron's hairline is it's back there.
So you think I'm? You
do I think he did human growth hormones? No.
God, look at that.
No, I don't think so.
You just think he was a freak.
He's big.
He was just a big freak.
It makes you wonder what they put in the water in Ohio.
Well, we know what they put in water in Ohio. Yeah. It's not good.
No. That's probably what it is. He's just been drinking Cleveland water his whole life.
Yeah, it's green at night. It glows in the dark like the Augusta River.
Going to turn
into
a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle soon.
I'm Bruce Hall. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. We're having fun today because there's nothing really going to happen today. Now, let me ask you this. Is the Senior Bowl, was that yesterday or today?
That was 2 weeks ago.
No, it's this weekend.
Last weekend.
No, it's this weekend. Look up Senior Bowl. Well,
maybe it was the Army-Navy, whatever.
Never mind, Roy. Just you know.
The high school game?
The Senior Bowl.
Oh,
we're
the
talking about, yes.
Senior Bowl.
They went down to Mobile, Alabama this week. They've been there all week. They've been measuring guys. They've been working with them offense and defense.
You know who's going to be there is Pat White.
Evidently, the guy that's the superstar down there right now is some kind of a defensive end linebacker guy that's the best guy that they've seen down there. So, and we're going to find out who that is. Roy's got so much stuff going on. When he comes in here, he doesn't even know there's a Senior Bowl.
Well, I knew there was a Senior Bowl. To me, Senior Bowl to me means the high school.
Oh, God. This isn't a high school station, for crying out loud. They want to listen to high school. They'll listen to Bob Wolf from what time? 9 to 10. God, I love Bob. You know, I saw there was a special on Mickey Mantle.
9 to 9:30 on WFAS.
Yeah, there whatever. So anyway, there was a special on Mickey Mantle. About a week ago that I watched, it was like an hour long on Showtime. Bob Wolf was in it like 10 times.
Senior Bowl was yesterday.
And it was like Bob Wolf in the 70s and 80s. And I mean, Bob Wolf's a pretty handsome guy.
Yeah, Senior Bowl was yesterday.
Yeah. Well, wonderful.
Quarterback struggle.
What high schools were represented, Roy?
You know how much I care about the Senior Bowl in college? If you're a senior,
if you
made it to a senior these days, and you're still in college football.
That's not true.
You're probably not very good.
The difference between a championship team, Roy, and an also ran team isn't the first six rounds.
How many kids?
Listen to what I'm telling you.
Bobby Beathard. Look, I understand what you're saying.
Look, San Francisco 49ers, 1994. I was there. I had a couple of hundred people down there with me. We went to Dan Marino's restaurant one night. All of us got food poisoning the next day. It was horrible. Okay? It was absolutely horrible. We were sick as we could be. All right? But listen to me. This is very funny. The guy that got the San Diego Chargers, the AFC representative in the Super Bowl there, was a coach by the name of Bobby Ross. Bobby Ross had been at Georgia Tech. Bobby Ross had been at the University of Maryland. He had coached Stan Gelbaugh. He had coached Boomer Esiason. He had coached Frank Reich. He coached San Diego 1 year. He might have been there 2 years, but this was his first year at San Diego. Do you know who his general manager was?
I don't.
Bobby Beathard, the guy that built the three Super Bowl winning teams for the Washington Redskins back in the 80s and early 90s. Bobby Beathard, do you know how many years he was the general manager? 1 year. And do you know how many free agents he had on that squad?
I don't know.
28. He signed them all at the minimum, and they all played special teams. They all played backup.
What year was this?
This was 93-94.
Okay.
It was the Super Bowl 94 when they got blown out by San Francisco. Steve Young threw 6 touchdown passes in that game. It was unbelievable. 6 touchdown passes to Jerry Rice, you name it, everybody. I mean, I think they had 600 yards. They probably had almost 500 yards total offense. Might have had more than that. And it just wasn't a good game. You know what the halftime score was? 35-10. And you know when I watched the replay of that? This morning at 5 a.m. on NFL Network when I was up getting ready for the show, Roy. I'm Bruce Hall, and I'm giving Roy crap. I love Roy, though. And I love what he's
doing. No wire hangers.
Oh, shut up, Soccer Matt.
What is that?
I love it, Soccer Matt.
What is that?
What was it, a month ago that I called Trestman for the Bears? I did. They interviewed Trestman. I said, he's going to get the job. Matt goes, they'll never do that. They'll never do that.
Canadian Football League.
Yeah, he got the job. And you know what? Everybody on
NFL.
I
didn't say they wouldn't. I said.
No, yes, you did.
I said he
you
wouldn't
said
have
the
any
fans
respect.
Were, no, you said the no. You see, that's a typical liberal for you. You know, he's already lying. You know what he said.
I am not staying out of this.
Well, you actually said something, too.
I didn't think you sided with him. I didn't think you would get
it. Well, you didn't know who Mark Trestman was. You're too young. You're LeBron James. Just think how much more you know about sports.
Do you think
LeBron James does? Because you're the same age, and he doesn't know everything about sports, although he is a collector. LeBron's a big collector.
Collector of paychecks.
Well, you know what he got? Didn't LeBron buy the old card of Rogers Hornsby?
I don't know.
I think he did. I mean, I want to. Maybe it's not him. Maybe it's some other. Maybe it's Jesse James. I'm thinking of. You're listening to Bruce Hall's second. You're listening to Bruce Hall's second.
The guy who designs motorcycles.
Yeah, the guy that stiffed my favorite girl. What's her name?
What?
Remember his girlfriend that he got caught doing the tattoo lady with? Sandra Bullock. He was married to Sandra Bullock.
Jesse
James?
Yeah, I love Sandra Bullock.
She's from Arlington. She went to W&L Sandra High School. She was a cheerleader. She went to East Carolina, and I told you I stood her up one time. It's a true story. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on AM 1230 WFAS.
You stood up
it's
Sandra
a, it's a long
Bullock?
Story, and I'll tell it later. I promise. If you bring it up, I'm 10 years older than her. But I was
so?
I'll tell you about it later. But listen.
Was she six?
Hey, in Greenville, North Carolina, before electricity, I was something. No, she was 10 years younger than me.
Before
she was 19.
I
was
20. Back in the days.
Listen, here's what I want to talk about. Let's talk about the game. Let's talk about the San Francisco game. Your Atlanta Falcons came out smoking.
Yes.
They looked like they were putting on a clinic, didn't they?
And then they realized.
Well, no, but listen to me. For a quarter,
it looked great, though.
For a quarter and a half.
17-0.
Right? I thought the game was over.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, San Francisco, better not let them score this drive. It's going to be 24-0. And then they got a stop, which was, it was a pretty big stop. Somebody dropped the pass. And I got to tell you, Ryan looked phenomenal early. His timing was there. It looked like San Francisco's defensive backfield was just a wee bit late on everything. Plus, Tony Gonzalez, they were taking an exam.
The guy's a freak, man.
They were. How can he retire?
Hopefully he'll be back. The Atlanta's trying to keep him around.
He can't retire. It's the best year he's had in 5 years. Yeah. He was injured every year in the last 5 years, but this year. He wasn't hurt at all this year.
He's aging, though.
I really like him. I really like him a lot. He's a good-looking guy, too.
I wanted to
you know, if I was in prison, I would want him to be my cellmate.
That's cute.
That's how good-looking this guy is.
That's adorable.
You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion.
Stand up, Sandra Bullock, but you want Tony Gonzalez.
And I'm bromancing Tony Gonzalez big time. Hey, what is he, 6'7", about 255, 260?
Oh, I don't know.
He's a
monster. He's a big boy.
Now, he doesn't run like he used to, but you know what? Look what's happening.
He changed the game.
But look what's happening to Gronk. Look what's happening to Jimmy, what's his name? These guys are getting injured because they're flying around the field so fast.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, they're breaking forearms. And they're breaking
rib cages.
Yeah, and they're getting ankles.
Well, people are starting to pay more attention to the tight end now.
Well, you know what?
Because now it's more of a receiving tight end. Where we saw the progression, and people always had you had a receiving tight end or you had a blocking tight end. And now it's tight end is another receiver.
Who's your favorite tight end in the NFL, Roy?
Oh man, probably Jimmy Graham.
Chris Cooley here. I'm just a homer.
Chris Cooley.
I'm a homer. I'm Bruce Hall. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. I love Chris Cooley because for many, many years, guy's got like 648 lifetime receptions.
I have a couple Chris Cooley jerseys.
Great blocker.
I love Chris Cooley.
He's the only jersey I wear to D.C.
Chris Cooley. But I thought you meant present game.
Of all time. John Mackey, Baltimore Colts. That's how old I am.
All time. I like
Jerry Smith. He was gay.
I like Shannon Sharpe.
He died of AIDS.
Shannon Sharp, I really like Shannon Sharp. Dallas Clark, I like
Dallas.
You like
Shannon Sharp? Even that big mouth he's got when he's on like NBC. We'll be back in a minute.
He's a monster, man.
This is going to be a great day because we're just going bang, bang, bang. Give us a call. What's the number, Roy?
240-317-7294. We'll be back. Ask for me.
Yeah, we'll be back in a minute.
Welcome back to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. You can stay up to date all week by going to BruceHallSports.com or by going to Facebook.com/BruceHallSports. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
So,
Bruce, have you ever been tasered before?
Never. But I got to tell you.
One of my friends.
In The Hangover, that was the best scene in the whole movie.
We had a taser in high school, one of my friends.
Great. This ought to be good.
Nick Vezaga was his name.
Oh, my God.
At parties.
And this is Roy Williams's.
Tase each other.
Second opinion.
See how long we could hold a taser on.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
The record was something like 9 seconds.
Is that why you have an irregular heartbeat now?
But it was only on the arm.
Oh, yeah.
My friend,
that's not that close to your heart.
My friend Evan did it for like 19 It was like 19
Evan
seconds.
Evan, I know?
Or
the Evan, I know?
Yeah. Well, he was not in the right mind state.
I'm
but
sure.
I'm pretty sure he still has burn marks on his arm from it. I mean, it was serious. But the reason why we bring this up is because Trent Williams was tasered over the
offensive
weekend.
Tackle for the Washington Redskins that had to sit out the end of last season because he got caught for the third time smoking dope.
And now he is
now
going
he's
to
just
miss
a
the
dope.
Pro Bowl. He's going to miss the Pro Bowl that he was voted into. Because he was tasered and hit in the head with a champagne bottle.
I've been hit in the head with a bottle.
Was this
that
Friday
hurts.
Night? Was this Friday
yeah,
night?
Yeah, yeah. No, it was Thursday night.
Thursday night,
yeah.
Well, he's out in Hawaii.
Yeah.
He's tasered and hit in the head.
Working out.
But it's not his fault, apparently.
No,
apparently,
it wasn't his fault.
He didn't start it.
He's
going to
wear
like
his
that.
Jersey and be on the sideline. It's just that he's going to... He's gonna have a big spot on his head where they shaved his head and put 12 stitches on it.
He'll be wearing a hat, that's for sure.
Yeah, he'd be wearing a big hat. Yeah. Hey, he's a big dude, man. I bet you he's about 340 right now. Easily. He probably gains 10 pounds a meal. I'll say this. He had a great year this year.
Trent
Williams had the kind of year that they thought he was going to have every year when they drafted him. How many years ago? 4 years ago?
I think so.
4 years ago. He was their number one draft pick. He was like the third or fourth pick in the draft that year. That was the last draft pick the Redskins were ever going to have.
Well, RG3.
Yeah, exactly. Well, but you know what I mean.
Yeah. Well, they're giving up a bunch.
I mean now, after we gave them all up for RG3. Mm-hmm. But that was still a smart move. Hey, nobody's complaining about having RG3 right now.
There's not many people who wouldn't do this.
I don't bees that guy. I'm going to tell you that right now. I ain't that guy. I love that guy.
Yeah, absolutely.
And he's recovering. And you said something about stem cell?
The report. I don't think it's been confirmed yet.
Here we go.
There were stem cells done on his knee through Dr. Andrews. But apparently it's legal.
I'm sure it is.
It is legal. They took the stem cells from the abdomen of Robert Griffin III and put it into his own knee.
So I wish they had taken the stem cells from my abdomen. I probably would have lost a few inches off my waistline.
And apparently it's the same thing that was done for Adrian Peterson. That's what they're... No one has come out and been like...
You know,
has been done and told the process because I don't think that it's like... It's still in the experimental stages.
Great. Maybe his leg will shrink 2 inches one day.
Well, we're for AP, so...
his knee joint will swell up to the size of a watermelon.
I'm thinking of the last scene of Akira. I don't know if you've seen this where the guy just kind of explodes to the size of a stadium.
What?
Somebody just lost a caller. Someone just laughed.
Hey, listen, let's talk about this Atlanta and San Francisco game a little bit. So anyway, we get into the second half. And San Francisco, they started looking like they were going to be moving the football. They had to stay on the field. Their offense had to stay on the field because their defense was getting worn out.
Yeah.
And finally they did. They stay on the field. They go down. They score. And at halftime, they're still down 3 scores. So now...
Was it 17-0 at halftime?
Yes, it was. No, it was 17-3. They kicked a field goal. What's-his-name didn't miss one. He did plunk one, didn't he?
I got to look this up.
He plunked one that
The Atlanta game to me was a blur. It started out 17-0, and I thought it was over. And then I watched probably like the last... quarter and a half. And
you know what? The week before, the 49ers became the first NFL team with 2 100-yard rushers and a 100-yard receiver in the same game. That was the week that Kaepernick set an NFL record 181 yards for rushing by a quarterback. Here was what they did last week, and this is what I really like. Now, you're very familiar with how Washington's offense was. They run out of the pistol. Not all the time, but quite a bit. They run out of the pistol. A lot of play action. What they were doing...
Which Kaepernick ran and introduced to the world in Nevada.
And set an NFL record with 181 yards the week before. Atlanta wasn't going to let that happen to them. No. They looked like they were in the wide nine. They weren't, but they looked like they were. Because what was happening is Kaepernick was putting the ball in the belly of Frank Gore... And they were. It looked like the linebacker on that side didn't think Frank Gore was even going to touch the ball. All they had to do was seal one linebacker, the middle linebacker. They released a guy to the safety. I'm telling you, Frank Gore didn't get touched going into the end zone. You remember that first touchdown?
Yeah.
He walked right in. It was like a 13-yard score. Unbelievably easy run for them. When I saw that, I knew that it was going to end up being a close game. And I think we were going back and forth on Twitter and, texting each other and stuff. Because I knew you had Atlanta.
I did.
And I'm like, hey, I know you like Atlanta. I know you want them to win, but I don't think they're going to do it.
Well, I had them +5.
Well, yeah, but that's because you used something from some incredibly weird But you can't get Bovada. Five anywhere all week. I don't know how
you could. Bovada. If you go through sportsmancave.com, click on NFL lines, you go through Bovada, you would have had the same lines that I had.
Well, look, if you got five out there last week, give me a call. What's the number they can call? I want to hear if one person got five.
Everybody who went through sportsmancave had
I want to hear. You're not a bookie. You don't know what they
don't,
got.
You're right.
You
I don't know what they got. I'm not a bookie, but I do have an affiliate program.
Bovada?
I have an affiliate program.
Do you use Bovada?
I have an affiliate program with Bovada.
What does that mean?
Sportsmancave.com is partners with Bovada.
Well, that's pretty neat.
So if you go to sportsmancave.com, click on NFL lines, there's Bovada.
Do you know what Kaepernick's offense since he took over at quarterback was averaging per game? 28.6 points. That's pretty damn good. That's like about 30 points. That's Tom Brady-esque.
It's not bad.
Yeah. But anyway, they ended up holding on, winning a game. And they fumbled the ball on the 1 yard line. Now, San Francisco looks like they're going in to get a score and go up. I want to say it was going to put them up five. It would have put them up five. They didn't get it. They fumble the ball. Atlanta gets the ball. They don't do anything with it. They give it back to him. Then they go in and score. It was a great game. I mean, you know, the Niners to me looked like they were flat at the start of the game. They really did, didn't they? I mean, plus think about what time they were playing at 3 o'clock, but it was an early game anyway for them because that was the first game of the day and they were on West Coast time. To me, they looked like they were flat. Then, but by the end of the first half, it looked like they got their legs under them. And their defense just started manhandling the offense.
They woke up.
Now, I'll tell you another thing. A couple of guys got hurt in that game, too. There was a couple of defensive backs. The nickelback for Atlanta got hurt. A couple of guys, all of a sudden, they weren't making the plays that they were making early on.
And it was 24-14 at the half.
Yeah, it was. And they were back in the game. And I got to tell you.
But you know what it was?
It was 17-14, and Atlanta... San Francisco left too much time on the clock at the end of the first half, and they went down and scored with like next to nothing left in the game. It was like 17 seconds. In my opinion, San Francisco should have done a better job of not giving the ball back to Atlanta, and they didn't. But you're right. And all of a sudden, listen to what I'm telling you. The over looked really good at that point.
Yeah.
What happened? It ended up being an over. It was a good over. We were feeling pretty good about life, weren't we, Roy? Because I had two overs, and I had Harbaugh.
I had two overs.
I had the Harbaugh boys.
I had two overs, Atlanta Ravens, so I went 3 for 4.
Yeah.
I missed the over in the Baltimore game, which I thought was the better play.
Right. It was good. But anyway, it ended up being a great game. We're going to talk a little bit about the Baltimore-New England game. Hey, can we talk real quick about the NBA?
Yeah, sure.
Who's going to win it this year? This is how much I care about the NBA. We got like a minute and a half left before we break here. And I want to talk about the NBA.
Well,
do you think it's going to be Okie?
I think it'll be Oklahoma City.
I do too. Yeah. Hey, should we just do this right now? Sure. All right, we got Oklahoma City. And we really think that that's going to be the deal. But we love Brooklyn and we love the Knicks. And when we come to New York in March, we're going to go see each game. We're going to go up there with a good old buddy of mine. I'm hoping he gets David Stern's job up there. I'm going to drop his name a little later.
It's going to be a rematch of last year's finals. I think it's going to be Miami-Oklahoma City, but I think Oklahoma City gets them this time.
Miami's got to stay healthy, though,
Miami
right?
will have less to play for this year.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. I'm Bruce Hall. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on AM 1230 WFAS.
We're back on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Join the conversation by calling 240-317-7294 or by emailing us at brucehallsports@gmail.com. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
So the NBA, the New York Knicks, 26-15. Look great this year. Chicago Bulls, 26-17. They're on top of the Central.
They got a coach. He's getting the most out of the players with the Knicks. I love that.
And Chicago Bulls, 26-17 without Derrick Rose. And he's set to come back here in the next month.
Well, the Bulls finished. Didn't they finish pretty strong last
year?
Best,
I believe they were the best record in the NBA last year.
They were tough. You know what?
But they lost Rose, and then they lost the Sixers, got bounced.
What's wrong with Derrick Rose?
Torn ACL.
That sucks.
He's on his way
back. That's going to leave a mark.
He's on his way back, though, and they did draft a point guard who's been filling in nicely. But they have, they have a good team. They have a solid team. They have a bunch of B-plus players around them, but they're missing that A piece. But they're 26-17 this year. It's hard to argue. But Miami, 28-12. They're number one in the Southeast. And Atlanta is a little bit behind them, 25-18. Atlanta has a solid team,
too. I'm surprised that Atlanta is doing that well. I didn't think they were going to be that good. Did you?
They've had a solid team in the past. They got a couple, but they're missing that A. That A superstar.
What are they, like the eighth best team in the league probably, or 10th? Right around there.
25. Well, I don't have the complete breakdown. I have it.
How about the West? What's the West looking like?
OKC, the best team in the league, 34-10.
They're fun to watch.
I love Oklahoma City. Denver's not too far behind them, 27-18. They're, you know who has started to play well for them out there is JaVale McGee.
Yep.
He's been a solid
former wizard.
He's been a solid six man for them out
there. Well, isn't JaVale McGee basically a banging, rebounding dude?
Yeah, he's an athlete. Yeah. And in Washington, they were asking him to be a center, and he's
not
a
center.
True,
he's like
he's
a,
not a true center.
He's a four.
He's a run the floor. Yeah. He's a run the floor guy. I mean, he can play center position, obviously. I think he is a center,
right?
But he's not a traditional center.
And he's not a great shooter, but he gets hot sometimes.
Yeah, well, he's got a couple.
He's real, real streaky.
He's a defensive player, and you know, and he brings a lot of blocks, and he's aggressive on the boards, and he can jump. So.
Tell these NBA fans what's happening in Washington with John Wall.
Oh, well, he's back. Yeah, John Wall is back. And since his return, the Wizards have won a couple in a row. They're on a four-game winning streak now.
They're 7 for their last 10, I'd say.
So they're 11.
I was thinking about going down there.
They're 11-31 now. They're no longer the worst team in basketball. That belongs to Michael Jordan and Charlotte Bobcats.
So yeah. we're not going to dress up with
still wear whatever the hell you want. They're terrible. The Clippers
they're 9-31, I think.
11-31.
Oh, the Clippers, my bad.
The Clippers are 32-13. They're at the top of the Pacific, and they're a team to look out for. With Chris Paul and Blake Griffin, that's a very good team. Caron Butler's on that squad. Nick Young's out in L.A., which the Clippers, did you know that they're named after a ship? Did you know that?
I know there's such a thing as a Clipper ship.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
There you go.
But what else would it be when you think about it? They used to be the San Diego Clippers.
Did they?
Yeah. Yeah, they were a San Diego team before they became the Los Angeles Clippers.
Didn't know that.
Yes, they did. And here's another thing that I'm going to ask you about right now.
Yep.
What is the story with the soap opera called the Los Angeles Lakers?
Well, I was just actually about to get into them.
I'm so happy you are.
They're beat up. They run a fast break offense that this old team.
They have a great coach,
though,
right? Mike D'Antonio. Loves defense.
That guy's awful. New Yorkers know all about how terrible that guy is. He doesn't know anything about defense, and he puts defense on the back burner because he wants to run this up-tempo, run-the-floor offense with the Lakers, who are old. I mean, the Lakers are a very, very old team. And Kobe had 14 assists the other day, 14 points, 14 assists. He missed a triple-double by, I think, a rebound. I think he had 9. And he is the component of that team, the Black Mamba. Everyone talks about Kobe and his isolation.
Right.
Well, if you have – I mean, they have Dwight Howard, who's been playing okay. He hasn't been the Dwight Howard that everyone expected because I think this offense doesn't suit him.
Right.
He's not really a Steve Nash pick and roll, you know, block to block kind of guy. You got to put him in the right position, which Orlando built their entire offense around Dwight Howard, which is kind of what you have to do with this guy. And when you have Kobe Bryant, you're not going to build your offense around Dwight Howard.
There's going to be like a really big space between the top of the key and the free throw line, which is where those guys are going to be wanting the ball.
There's too many stars.
Who do you pass it to?
There's too many stars for that offense.
Well, look,
is what we saw in New York with Stoudemire and Carmelo. There was two guys that are isolation players.
Mm-hmm.
And who do you get the ball to when you have two guys that need the ball? You know?
your best friend. The guy that takes care of you with the ladies.
It doesn't make sense. When you try to put in some sort of isolation offense and you have two isolation players, And you try to run a pick and roll, it's not utilizing your players to the best of their ability, and that's what we're seeing in L.A. You need to get Kobe the ball, you know, and you need to have some other type of isolation play for Dwight. The offense needs to run through those two guys, and L.A. is trying to run and gun, and they're old. It just doesn't work. And they're forgetting defense because they're trying to run and gun and they can't keep up. And conditioning, you can condition all day, but your legs aren't going to get any younger.
That's for sure. Listen, let's do this, Roy. That's enough NBA for now. If you want to talk about the NBA, give us a call at what, Roy?
240-317-7294. And you know I messed up. OKC,
no way.
OKC's not the best team in basketball. The San Antonio Spurs are.
Well, they're record-wise, yeah.
Right. Well, I think OKC's the best team. But it's funny how everyone always forgets the Spurs.
Well, everybody forgets the Spurs because the commissioner hates the Spurs.
And Popovich is the guy, you know, he rests his players.
They hate him.
He's
probably the best. You know what? He may be the best coach.
The Spurs are
in the NBA. He may be the best coach
in the
NBA.
They're 20-2 at home.
Timmy Duncan's 38 now. 38? I think he is. And he plays like he's 28.
They're 9-1 in their last 10, 8-game win streak. I mean, the Spurs are for real, but they're not that flashy, sexy team.
Well, they just know how to win.
They're good, but I still have OKC, Miami in the final.
Now, we both had
ballsy, I know. Hey, great pick, Roy.
That's enough NBA, but I'm taking OKC too. And I just don't think Miami's going to win another. I think they won.
The Knicks?
I think they won theirs.
You think the Knicks go?
No.
You think Miami, OKC?
No, I think it's OKC. I think it could be the Knicks. I really think the Knicks, if they match up, they match up pretty damn well with them.
Sotomayor.
Defensively, they match up extremely well. And they can rebound.
If Carmelo he's having an MVP season. If Carmelo can keep that up and Sotomayor can play healthy the rest of the year, if he can be healthy come playoff time, mm-hmm. They have a real shot at taking down Miami because they're more of a team than Miami.
Their bench is very important too.
Yeah,
How many guys they play? They play like 10 guys.
If they can play a defensive series against Miami, if it comes down to Miami, New York, and New York can play a better defensive game than Miami, then
Always going to shoot. They're not. They're going to be up and down with their damn.
Right. If you can really D them up and force them to shoot threes, they don't really have. I mean, LeBron's not a 3-point shooter. Well, Dwayne Wade's streaky. They have Mike. Mike Miller.
And who's playing with his back to the basket for them?
Yeah, and then for Miami,
yeah,
Chris Bosh is.
Yeah,
you know,
he's all right.
Then they do have Ray Allen.
Yeah,
who they added in the offseason.
And he's also another 38-year-old.
Right, he's a great shooter, but you know,
are those legs going to feel in July?
Exactly. So
you know, June, July.
The Knicks could do it.
All right, let's talk about the Baltimore, the Raven, and the Pats game last weekend. This got a big buildup, but it was all about New England, like always.
Yeah.
You know, we talk about that a lot. The NFL banks on New England every year. I don't know what Kraft's got. You know, in the safety deposit box, but it's gotta be some pretty weird looking pictures of the commissioner. Some guy, Rick Mace with the Washington Post, is doing I think he's writing a book on Goodell, and he's got all these excerpts in the last 2 weeks of, you know, what a great guy the commissioner is, and this and that and the other. Hey, listen, let me tell you something. Nothing is going to save that guy from the additional security he's going to need when he goes to New Orleans this week. Because he single-handedly screwed the New Orleans Saints.
I didn't even think about that.
Oh, no. Listen, that's what a lot of this has to do with. If you notice, he's been, like, really laying back since
–
what did we talk about last week? Tagliabue got involved in the legal proceedings.
Had to clean up the
mess. Yeah. And he came in, and what did he do? He did a good job of it. What else did he
quietly did?
What do you and I think he did?
That's the big key point there.
We think he told Mr. Goodell, you know, you might want to take a few weeks off.
You need to calm down there, buddy.
Because it's not about you. It's about your league.
Uh-huh.
And you got to figure it out. And if it's going to happen, it's going to happen. But Baltimore, you know, you and I both liked them for a couple of reasons. Number one, they were getting 7 points.
Yeah, I had them at 10.
Well,
so
see, that's that. That's that.
But
that, yeah. But I'm talking about Sunday when people were actually, betting the game. It was +7.
I just had to get
that's still a great number.
Oh yeah,
that's
absolutely
a great number.
Even more so now that we saw the way the game played out. 7 points. You were sitting very.
What was amazing to me, and I was screaming at the TV because when Tom Brady wasted 25 to 30 seconds. Where he could have burned a timeout and had four plays at the end zone at the end of the first half. And what did he do? He didn't call a timeout.
He tried to get
neither
the line
did Belichick. Neither did Belichick. In my opinion, I look back and I said, I tweeted
Brady
nationwide.
Had a bad game. Bad game.
If that costs them, that's going to be a big difference. Well, guess what? They didn't do anything in the second half. Plus, they got two of their better guys hurt. They got Patrick Chung hurt. He's their leading tackler on the defense.
And
he was
out
in the second half.
Their running back, Stephen Ridley, got hurt, right?
Ridley got hurt early. It was an ankle, and he was out.
And
now, Ridley
Vereen
came back, but Ridley came back when they weren't running the football anymore.
Well, he had a concussion, or was that Vereen?
That was
his name?
That was Vereen. Vereen got nailed.
That's his name, right, Vereen?
Yeah. Yeah, Shane Vereen.
Yeah.
Now that kid can play.
He got a concussion.
But he also put the ball on the ground once.
Yeah. Well, that was the play where he got knocked out.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Can I tell you what happened? Do you remember when the officials made the bad call on the tackle on the catch? That was a shoulder, and it was clean as it could be. I said at that time.
That was Bernard Peterson.
Yeah. No. The defensive back was a Baltimore defensive back.
Yeah,
it was a 15-yard penalty. Bernard Pollard. It's not Pierce.
He's the running back.
So anyway, too many Bernards. So anyway, when that happened, I said right away, Roy.
I tweeted the same thing.
I said, there's going to be payback for that because that ain't right.
Well, that was a
terrible
call.
The payback was when this guy got helmet to helmet, and he was a running back, so there's really no penalty on that. He got fined.
Well,
there was no penalty because he wasn't a defenseless receiver.
Yeah.
He got nailed, put the ball on the ground, and that was the difference in the game.
Well, you could tell that Tom Brady was frustrated. He was sitting on the ground moping. You know, his head wasn't in the game. We're talking about that timeout. That's a mental error.
He was reading a GQ magazine on the bench.
And then
one time,
the slide where he kicks
Reed. Oh, yeah, he kicked it Ed Reed.
That's frustration.
I know.
There's nothing
else. He apologized for that later.
Well,
he's such a puss.
That is letting his emotions get the best of him, which is what happened all game. He was crying and pouting, and his head wasn't straight.
Do you know what
he was frustrated, and he threw a couple picks, and he wasn't on top of his game, and he's the reason.
Do you know what his quarterback rating was for the last five games against Baltimore?
70?
Less than 68. It was 67 and change. And let me tell you, that entire deal at the end of the game, I was scared to death. You know why I was? They kept Ray Lewis in there. Forever. We'll be back in a minute.
The General.
On Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on AM 1230 WFAS.
This is Bruce Hall's Second Opinion.
You play to win the game. You don't play it, just play it.
Brought to you by the National Association of Realtors.
Swung on and hit in the air to deep right center. It is high. It is far. It is gone.
Bruce Hall gives you all the latest sports news from a handicapper's perspective.
What the hell's going on out here?
Join the conversation by calling in at 240-317-7294. Now, here's your host.
They are who we thought they were, and we let them off the hook.
Bruce Hall and Roy G.
Hey, we got into a little heated discussion here. Evidently, Roy, who's 27 and must have been at least 10 when this happened, or 15. What's the number that people call to call in and give us an opinion? I want
to
know.
You need 240-241-317-7294.
Or you could dial the right number. That's 240-317-7294. That's
240. That's what I just said.
You said 241. I think you said 217.
No, I said 317. I have a photographic
memory.
Instead
of saying a bunch of different numbers, let's give them the right one.
240-317-7294. I memorized that 2 weeks ago. If you think Ray Lewis had anything to do with the murders of those two men in Buckhead during Super Bowl several years ago, give us a call. I want to know if you think he did or he didn't. I'm sure he did. I'm not convinced he ever stabbed anybody and was directly responsible for them dying. But there's no doubt in my mind that white suit they never found had blood all over it. And I wouldn't doubt if Ray was trying to either be a peacemaker or like laying a few punches on these guys. And then the guys that he was with that evidently he's not friends with anymore because he turned state's evidence on them back then. and he testified against him. They dropped the ball on the whole thing due to chain of evidence, the way the thing was run. He was the only one that was actually charged and convicted of anything. He was convicted of blocking the what do you call
tampered
it?
Tampered with evidence.
It was either tampered with evidence or it was the prosecution of a felon or something. But he ended up getting probation for it. He only spent a very short time in jail. But there were some great articles all over the country in every major newspaper, including USA Today, about the two women who lost, you know, kids that they liked. They were both from Akron, evidently, originally. Mm-hmm. And they were friends. And they went to this party. And they were definitely not, they weren't altar boys. But they weren't terrible kids either. Mm-hmm. One of them had a drug problem off and on. He moved to Atlanta to get a fresh start. The other was his best friend from growing up, high school. One of them's grandmother raised him. The other one's mother is a drug dealer. And a drug user, and has had problems forever. But it was a very good thing. The reason we got into that was Ray Lewis is going to work for ESPN.
Yeah,
they've already made the statement next year. Is this something they really want to deal with?
Because it never happened, Bruce. Well, that's the thing.
Oh God, Roy!
Did he go to court?
You know
court?
What? I just
yes.
screwed up. You're God. I forgot. You're everywhere.
So
you are everywhere. You're sure
so,
that this never happened? So
and these, you're sure that so it
the,
did happen?
These two kids died. Yes,
they
were both
stabbed,
and they were stabbed with a guy that was in the same limousine as Ray Lewis.
That's
even the
not
limo
true.
Driver testified that he did.
But so did they do any time in prison?
Only Ray Lewis.
Ray Lewis did time in prison.
He did like a day.
So did he do
before
any time
they got
in prison?
Him out. Huh?
Did any of them do any time
no,
in prison?
No. The murderers actually were acquitted because mm-hmm. it was such a bad case presented by the prosecution.
So none of them have it on the record. None of them committed murder.
Well, no. Now, evidently one of those guys is back in jail.
12 months probation. Maximum sentence for a first-time offender.
Who was that?
That is
Ray?
No, it's one of his buddies, Oakley in Sweeting.
Okay. So where are these guys now?
Who cares?
So, but you're God. You should know that. You're God.
I'm not God.
He had nothing to do with it. He had nothing to do with
the
God.
The guy went to court.
So you're God.
The guy went to court. Are you God for thinking kill the guy?
I think he got. I think he got away with murder. Yes.
So why? Where's your evidence? There was none in the courtroom. Right?
Never mind.
Do you
think O.J. Simpson didn't take off his wife's head?
He's still looking for the killer, right?
There was evidence in
there.
Did
Ray Lewis come out with a book called If I Did It?
Never mind.
He probably will.
Never mind. No, Ray Lewis won't do that. Ray Lewis is a man of God now.
Did Ray Lewis hop in a white Bronco in a high-speed chase?
Yes, he did! He ran into a limo!
Matt, you're making a lot of noise in the microphone.
No. But you just proved our point. He got into a limo and left the scene of the crime.
Well, he left the club.
No. They hit the limo. They went to a hotel. He washed off in the washroom while the limo driver watched and didn't let anybody in the bathroom. He took a white suit he was wearing, and they never found it again. Ever.
Then they found the victim's blood in the limo.
They admitted to going into a fight and an altercation with the guys in the club.
All right, let's.
So what?
I don't even want to talk about this anymore because you're like talking to a wall. If you really think, well, how about O.J. Simpson? Were you really too young then? Were you born when O.J. got in trouble?
Simpson.
All right, O.J.
Simpson is a complete different person than Ray Lewis. You can't do that.
No, they're both Hall of Famers.
It doesn't matter.
They're both NFL Hall of Famers. They're probably two of the NFL Hall of Famers that both were involved in murdering somebody, and both of them got off in their initial trial.
Ray Lewis didn't murder anybody.
O.J. Simpson got away.
Ray Lewis didn't murder
O.J. Simpson paid a lot of money to the family afterwards.
O.J. Simpson never was convicted of killing his wife, Nicole, who everybody in the world knows he killed.
So you're saying because O.J. Simpson was a football player and Ray Lewis is a football player, and you think that they both killed their wives, that they're able to compare and contrast the two cases?
I think if I said...
Or not wives, but killed people?
Look, I actually read about the
case. Never read anything.
Well, yeah, I guarantee you didn't read about the trial because Matt just pointed something out you had no idea.
I have the trial.
Oh, now you got it up.
I've had it up the whole time, Bruce. I've been reading it
today,
on and off.
I read it when it happened. I was a half a mile from it where it happened.
Well, you apparently
I was in
haven't read enough about it because you still think that Ray Lewis murdered somebody.
I think he was involved, yeah.
You think that he was the murderer, or do you think that
I don't think
there's a big difference.
I personally don't think he was a murderer, but I think that if you're with somebody and somebody gets killed and you don't go straight to the police, uh-huh. I think you're an accessory after the fact. I think that in most states you are guilty of murder if you do that. He tried to cover it up.
He said he was
there. He tried to cover it up. He didn't say he was there until he got caught.
So is Ray Lewis?
He didn't say he was there until they took him to jail.
So let's backtrack.
And put an orange jumpsuit on.
Are you going to let me speak? Let's backtrack, okay? So you're comparing Ray Lewis to O.J. Simpson.
Absolutely.
So O.J. Simpson, did he kill his wife?
Oh, absolutely.
Did Ray Lewis kill anybody?
I don't know.
You just said
I think
that
he was involved with the two
him.
Guys that did kill him. I think he was with him.
You just said that you don't think that he stabbed anybody.
I think he was guilty of something more than
you
he got convicted of.
You think that he might have been there, which he
oh,
said
he was.
Oh,
he definitely
was.
There.
He said he was there. Did he stab anybody? Do you think Ray Lewis stabbed
somebody?
I think
somebody? He told that the prosecutors that his friend stabbed him.
So...
Do you think he did you find that out with all that little crap you're looking at?
Yeah.
Do you know if does it say if they stabbed him?
They got...
Did Ray testify that they stabbed him?
It was put down to a guilty plea of misdemeanor charges of obstructive justice. That's it.
That's him. The only That's thing him. That was... I'm not talking about him. I'm talking about the other guys. Oakley and the other dude. There Speaking was... of Oakley, I hope
First
it wasn't any relation to Charles.
And he was fined $250,000
I'm Bruce Hall,
and
I'm listening to Roy say that Ray Lewis had nothing to do with it. Hey, you know what? We're off of that. I don't even want to talk about it
Good,
anymore.
Because...
Hey, well, we're not getting any calls anyway, and I don't want to argue with you because
you're just
dumb
screaming.
As a bag of hammers.
You're just yelling about something that
yelling.
You don't know anything about.
I don't know anything about it.
Do you think that... You're comparing Ray Lewis to O.J. Simpson.
I am, absolutely.
They're completely
two
cases.
Two Hall of Famers that were both involved in a murder.
So let's compare every murder trial that's ever happened because they're all relevant to each other, right?
Well, can I ask you a question? What do you think that did to Ray Lewis wearing that orange jumpsuit and having it on USA Today?
Apparently
like
nothing
week.
Because it got an ESPN deal and he's going to be a Hall of Famer.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. I'm not Ray Lewis and I've never killed anybody. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on AM 1230 WFAS.
Welcome back to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. You can stay up to date all week by going to BruceHallSports.com. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
Give us a call, 240-317-7294.
Yes.
Good job.
Is that right?
Yeah.
God, that was good. So I always mix up 7294 with 7298 because I have two friends. It's the last four digits of their phone number is 7298. So that's 240-317-7294.
Yeah, so
give us a call. And if it's Ray Lewis, Ray, call us. I would love the exclusive on exactly what happened that night.
Oh,
because I know you remember. I know you remember. We were talking about who knows. And you know what? The bottom line is we can scream to a red in the face. Roy believes what he believes. I believe what I believe. Here's the deal. There's only six people that know what happened. Ray Lewis, the limo driver, his two buddies who are criminals, and two other guys who are dead. And God, there's seven people. God knows what happened. Ray Lewis knows what happened. Would one of you please call me and tell me what happened? Now, that would be a hell of an interview.
I'm reading on CBS right now. It's the five common misconceptions about the Ray Lewis murder trial.
All right, number one.
Ray Lewis was involved with a murder.
Wait, drum roll.
Number one, Ray Lewis was involved with a murder.
That's the misconception.
Misconception.
Who wrote it up? And is that NFL.com?
CBS.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
Ray Lewis was an eventual witness in a murder case. He was charged with the murder of Jaquinth Baker and Richard Lawler.
Jaquinth Baker.
Yeah. Jaquinth Baker and Richard Lawler. Along with his two companions, Oakley and Sweeting. I can't pronounce their names.
Right.
The murder charges stemmed from a vicious fight in Atlanta streets following a Super Bowl party in 2000. Eventually, the case ended with defendants acquitting for reasons of self-defense.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, they did drop
the
ball.
So, I thought you knew. I thought you knew about the case.
Well, I did know about the case.
Okay.
But I only know what you're reading.
Self-defense.
I think if you go back over, I think if you went to Atlanta and you went to the courthouse and they had all the stuff there and you were allowed to look at it, you'd find out that there was a lot of chain of evidence. First of all, the blood.
In the eyes of the court.
Well, they screwed the blood up.
In the eyes of the court, no murder took place.
Well, there you go. It was just a bunch of guys having fun after a party.
Should we keep going?
It's just that two of them had knives and the other two didn't, evidently.
If
the other two had had guns, maybe they would have been charged
with
murder.
Maybe
also, in the eyes of the court, O.J. Simpson was just playing golf that night.
So. Well, he was, basically.
Number two. Ray Lewis' friends went to jail to protect him.
Oh, that was the misconception.
The misconception.
That was number one. Okay, go ahead.
This is in a lot of blogs and opinion pieces. It's just not true. No one in the case went to jail. So there's your thing.
Okay, there you go. Well, he had an orange jumpsuit on.
Nobody went to jail.
It was then he was in a holding cell,
In the courtroom, he's not wearing an orange jumpsuit.
There's tons of pictures of him in an orange jumpsuit.
They just showed it on ESPN, and he was sitting in a witness stand.
Well, now that was the trial. I'm talking about when he went in and turned himself in. Mm-hmm. They checked him in.
Okay.
I mean, he went to a holding cell, I guarantee it.
Number two, no one went to jail.
What did you say? Number two, what?
That nobody went to jail.
You know, go ahead.
Nobody went.
What else does this thing
number
say?
Number three, Ray Lewis refused.
CBS, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we all believe that.
Go ahead. Well, why not?
Well, why would you believe anything ABC, NBC, or CBS says anyway?
Because they're credible news sources.
Because
they're not very credible.
Because last week we were talking about how they totally messed up the Monty Teo story.
That's exactly right, Roy. Okay. And that was you.
And then they can't believe
that horrible story.
Well, keep going.
Jay,
do four and five. Do four and five.
They dropped the ball.
Just do four and five. Do four and five.
Number three, Ray Lewis refused to testify against his friends in the murder trial.
No, he did.
It's the opposite. Ray Lewis started the trial at the table with Oakley and Sweeting.
Yeah, I don't blame him. I'd snitch too. Two of my friends killed two guys.
He flipped.
He hadn't been in Baltimore long enough to learn their motto. No snitching.
He flipped, pleading down to obstruction of justice charge.
Did they say flipped?
Yeah. In exchange.
This is CBS said flipped.
He did flip.
Yeah, but I mean, that's slang.
That's slang.
The word flipped is slang.
He flipped?
He testified against them.
So what do you say? How is that slang?
Flipped?
Yeah. He was on one side.
I don't know.
He was on one side of the story, and then he flipped.
Yeah.
Keep going.
He didn't want to be
prosecuted.
So yeah.
You must have voted Democratic this election. Keep going.
Lewis was the
Oh, you're not allowed to talk about that. That's right. No. Go ahead. Keep going.
Lewis was the state's star witness. So Lewis was the state's star witness.
That's not true. Is that true?
Yes.
Oh, it is true. Okay,
yes.
Well, I thought they were saying misconceptions.
No. Well, yeah, it was. Ray Lewis.
Well, then, was he or wasn't he?
If you let me read, instead of
you
interrupting
can't read.
Me every
Can you
single
read?
Time
go ahead,
I start
go ahead.
To speak.
Well, go ahead.
Some sources say that the three men were no longer friends because of the alleged betrayal. Ironically, the only person to serve any sentence in this case at
was
all
Lewis.
Was Lewis.
Yeah,
in a
holding cell.
Had he not flipped, he likely would have walked away with the same acquittal as the other defendants.
Was it a backflip or a front flip?
I don't understand why that's such a big deal. They say flipped. If you're on one side of the story.
Well, it's like snitched.
It's like snitch
is another word for testified against somebody, right?
In other words, John Kerry, was that his name?
John Kerry.
He was king of flip.
I think he ran for president.
They called him flip mode.
Flipper.
So,
was he a flipper?
Number four.
Four. Okay.
The murders.
We're getting there.
The murders were not solved.
You know what?
That's a misconception.
Were they solved?
That's what this says. This is written a lot, along with something to the effort that no other suspects were ever arrested.
So these guys stabbed themselves with somebody else's knife.
They tripped and fell on the knives.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Would you guys just calm down for a second?
Keep going.
Would you let me,
this
you
is
want
laughable.
Me to read
No, you're doing
this
good.
Is
you're doing good.
Yes.
Roy's getting mad.
You guys are idiots, man.
Yeah,
it doesn't
idiots.
Seem to be in dispute that Oakley and Sweeting killed Baker and Laurel.
So
the jury found that it was self-defense after only a few hours of deliberation. So nobody's...
Because they had the evidence because it was destroyed. So they had to say, we did it, but, the guy fell on me and
so
hit the blade in my shoe
so
that was stuffed in my sock.
So what's not solved here?
Nothing's solved. I mean, if you listen to what you just said.
The two guys died.
Yeah, and they obviously committed suicide.
Sweeney and Oakley stabbed him in self-defense. So there was a fight that broke out at the club, there was a stabbing, and they got off on self-defense.
So I'll buy that.
And Sweeting were the ones that stabbed him. Ray Lewis, and he was the perjury charges.
He was just using his white coat of his suit basically block to try to keep these guys alive, probably.
He was flagging down the
ready
police.
For the good one? Here, number five. Ray Lewis is the murderer. Misconception. Ray wasn't involved in the fight that killed the two men. His companions were. Lewis wanted no part of the fight, but not for some moral or noble reason. He wanted to avoid the conflict because he was concerned it might hurt his NFL career. Throughout the process, Lewis seemed consumed with protecting his then bargaining NFL superstar status. He made the promise silence in the limo afterwards and lied to the police the morning after. He flipped on his buddy to avoid scrutiny.
Okay, I'll buy that. If you believe that, you believe in the Easter Bunny too.
No, you can believe that.
What's wrong?
I do believe that.
Totally
but
those are facts.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
But where are they coming from?
CBS, a credible source.
The guys that got Manteo's fake girlfriend wrong. Those guys?
No, that was NBC.
Oh, Monte Teo. That's right. What is his name?
That was NBC.
So tell me what's happened with Monte Teo now. No, let's change. We're gonna flip here and go to Monte Teo. What's going on with the kid?
Well, he came out and said he lied, kinda.
Yeah. Well, what does that mean?
He had an interview with.
Is that kind of like stabbing somebody, kinda?
Katie Couric, is that her name?
Yeah, Katie Couric. She's from Arlington.
He came out and he said.
I used to play poker with her brother John.
He came out and he said, "I knew about it, but only since December 6th. So I only lied for like a month." Which, you're an idiot.
Well, he'll get away with. Well, if he had murdered somebody, he'd be okay, Matt. He's right.
Yeah.
So because then CBS would write something up saying that he was okay.
So you think
he was?
So you're
playing golf?
No. I don't. Listen. Do you want to know what I really think?
So you really think that Ray
Lewis murdered? We've just been going back and forth because it's interesting. But here's the deal. I don't think he murdered anybody.
Okay.
But I think that he might have had something to do with the altercation. Starting it, not finishing it properly.
There's nobody who says that.
Listen to what I'm saying. An altercation generally doesn't get to the point where people are killed with knives. Wouldn't you agree?
No, I mean, I don't agree.
Stop it. How many people get in fights every day? Hundreds of thousands, probably millions. How many people actually get murdered in a fight every day? Probably 50.
I've seen lots of weapons taken out in fights.
Boy, never mind. Listen, let's talk about something else. Because I don't want to talk about this anymore.
All right.
Because I actually agree with you, but you still let an altercation get to a death. That's bad. If Ray Lewis was, look, when I go out with guys, look, I haven't had a drink. Listen, I wasn't even drinking when that happened. Uh-huh. I quit drinking in 1984. If I go out with some of my buddies and they're carrying weapons, uh-huh. I'm either going to tell them, take the weapon home first. I'm not going out with you if you've got a knife or a gun.
So you go down, you pat down
who
all your
brought
friends.
The
no, I would no, but I
so
mean,
then,
I,
come on,
he
man.
Obviously knew these cats had knives.
He knew. So now you're saying that he knows.
Oh,
they had
I think
knives.
I think he gave him the knives the night before.
No, they have a receipt of him buying the knives
really?
The night before.
Is that true?
Yes. It's in the Wikipedia article.
Oh, my God.
Yes, it was.
No, it's not in the Wikipedia article.
Check the Wikipedia
article. I just had it up. It's not in
the Wikipedia. If you're telling the truth, I'm gonna die.
It's not.
There's no way. They went out and bought the knives the night before?
No.
I think so.
No.
You think so? Now you sound like a bad witness.
Because I
are you going to flip? Matt, are you going to flip on this?
It's not in the Wikipedia article. It's not in the Wikipedia.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Let's talk about all the changes.
You know Wikipedia, anyone can add to it, right?
Yeah, because didn't somebody add to Wikipedia? Oh, remember when the guy from Kansas City got killed this year?
Mm-hmm.
We knew who it was, Javon Curse or whatever. Not Curse, Javon.
I don't know.
The guy from New York that was a linebacker for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah.
We knew the name because on Wikipedia they had already changed his Wikipedia listing to he died on that day. And that's how they knew who it was. I'm just telling you. Anybody can change the Wikipedia.
Yeah, anyone can change it.
It was a friend of his.
Except
Ray Lewis.
Well, the Church of Scientology. They're not allowed to go on Wikipedia.
I'm losing my mind here.
That's a fact.
Matt, if you find that they bought the knives the night before, I'm changing what I said.
They didn't.
I'm going to say that he did have something to do with it again.
Go ahead, Matt. Huh? Do you see it on the Wikipedia?
He
page?
Can't find it.
No, it's not there.
If he finds it, he'll find it.
It's a break. We
Roy,
have 1 minute.
That's right.
Roy, can we?
I will look at it in the break.
Roy, can we do this real quick? Can we do this real
Let's
quick?
Do it. Yeah.
Let's talk about all the changes. You know, there were eight. I said 9 would get fired. I was close. 8 got fired, and 1 shouldn't have got fired, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. And it was just definitely going in a different direction because Lovie Smith, and there's been a lot of talk about this, about the Rooney Rule, mm-hmm. and about how it wasn't. Really administered?
Yeah, nobody.
How do you fire a guy that goes to a Super Bowl 5 years ago,
uh-huh.
6 years ago? Excuse me. And then all of a sudden, he goes 10-6. Yeah, it's a little disappointing that Chicago Bears finished the way they did and didn't make the playoffs.
Yeah.
How do you fire Lovie Smith? Yeah. They fired him.
Well, I have a
for Mark Trestman, my guy.
I think the Rooney Rule. You know, it's great.
It means well.
It means well, but how many Asian coaches are there? How many Spanish coaches are there? If you're going to say minority, you got to include everybody.
Hey, we're going to be back in a minute. We're going to talk about all the changes in the NFL. Then we're going to talk about a little baseball.
What about women
action.
Coaches?
And I promise we won't. Hey, Matt's going to try to locate the information about the purchases of the knives by somebody in Ray Lewis's party.
Yeah, he's going to keep searching.
We'll be back
Wikipedia.
In a minute. He's going to be searching for a couple
himself.
Of years. We'll be back in a minute on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on AM 1230 WFAS.
We're back on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Join the conversation anytime by calling 240-317-7294. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
Hey, we're back.
We're back.
Sold to American. Oh, well, Matt found the Wikipedia article because I would be. What's the word I'm looking for?
It wasn't the Wikipedia article. This is from CNN.
All right, what does this say?
CNN.
Well, yeah. That's the Clinton News Network.
They better get rid of this.
Go ahead. Speaking of Clinton, I really like Hillary.
It's basically. Someone just had the.
What does it say? Tell us what it says.
All right, gosh.
Come on, read it. You read better than Roy.
All right. A family friend of Lewis's and a witness to the incident later testified that he possessed the receipt to one of the knives believed to be used in the fight. Lewis's signature as well as a phone number were found on the receipt.
Was it like the day before or something?
So what?
I've read
what is he doing? Let me ask you a question. Did he buy these guys knives just as a present?
Hey, if you're getting fights,
is that a Super Bowl?
Stab people. So
is that a Super? Can I ask you a question?
Why is it a big deal?
Was that a Super Bowl present? I mean, what kind of present was it? Was it a birthday of somebody's?
Who cares?
Was their birthday the same day? So they both got a present?
I don't understand why that's a big deal.
Well, is there anything else in that article that addresses
it? It goes against the character of Lewis as, you know, because I'm going to turn these people in because I believe that justice should be served.
Because he bought a knife?
He bought.
That's a character knocker.
Right. What you were saying in that article was that, you know, he didn't have to turn himself in. He went in there and voluntarily talked to these guys.
Matt, let me just say this.
It said that if he hadn't have flipped, he would have
This is Bruce Hall's second opinion, and I'm going to say
because
something.
Because he destroyed evidence.
Just listen real quick. Here's what Matt is saying, and I kind of understand this. If you're going to a club and you're at Super Bowl and you're not in the game and you're partying and you're having a great time and you got two guys that supposedly you're trying to distance yourself from them during the trial because you don't really want people thinking they're your best buddies because they're accused of murdering two guys. And all of a sudden they find out that when they do a credit card search, because they do this for everything.
Uh-huh.
They did. I'm sure that a lot of it had to do with finding out if he paid for the limo.
Okay.
And he did. And I think that's how they found all these credit card receipts. Evidently, he went to a sporting goods store, bought two knives and paid for those two, signed it, put his phone number, his cell phone number on it, and gave the knives to his buddies. I guess what Matt's saying is, you're not totally innocent if you're giving the guys you're going out with knives.
Why? Why?
Are you kidding me?
Did it say that?
Why not? You think they're going to leave him in their hotel room?
In case we get into a fight, use
these. Is that what it was? So because he purchased knives, that shows that.
That just shows that they're not two knuckleheads that he that are just hangers on. It's kinda, like, hey, I'm going to get you knives so you can protect yourself. Hey.
Read it again. Read it again. Does it say that it's of the knives that were used or that he purchased knives?
The knives.
Oh,
that were,
God. Yeah. Roy's attacking this like the attorney.
I'm serious,
he's
man.
The attorney for the kids now.
I own a,
are those the ones that, that we don't know? We won't know because
it
doesn't
say. Believed to be used in the
okay,
fight.
Okay, so ooh. Because he went out and he bought a knife and a knife was used.
Yeah.
That. I own a gun. A gun was used in a in something in Sandy Hook. Does that mean it's my gun just because I've bought a gun?
Believed to be used in the fight means if you owned one of the guns that were used
say,
at Sandy
it
say, Hook.
It doesn't say. It doesn't say it was.
Oh, it says,
believed because I guarantee the receipt that, doesn't say murder weapon.
Well, you know what? It was believed that O.J. Simpson was probably a little upset with Nicole doing Ron Goldman.
I'm sorry, I didn't know that buying knives from a sporting goods store was a crime.
All right, we're gonna. Hey, we're gonna.
As they get used in a murder.
All right, we're done
there's
with
no
it.
Proof.
We're done with it. I gave you your chance, Matt. You blew it.
I didn't blow it.
I know.
Blew
I'm
it.
Just kidding.
You blew it, Matt.
You guys can't handle the truth.
I can handle the truth. It's Roy that can't handle it.
Yeah, really.
Listen,
you were like Dave Chappelle.
He was Dave Chappelle. He was Dave Chappelle.
Do they have video of R. Kelly peeing on those girls? Oh, they do.
All right.
If his grandma was
hey,
there, hold
on.
No.
We're going to tell a Fred Smoot story later.
Oh, man.
No, that's hilarious. Hey, listen, let's talk. For those of you who don't know, Fred Smoot was the Washington, well, he was a Minnesota Viking at the time, rented the houseboat or the big
boat.
And went out with all those strippers and hookers and all that. And there's some pretty funny stories about that. But let's talk about what we want to do now. We're still talking about Super Bowl preview, but let's talk about NFL changes that have been made since the end of the season. And some of them were actually before. Hey, Andy Reid's in Kansas City. Mm-hmm. Go figure. I bet he's glad he wasn't there about a month or so ago because it was pretty nasty there.
Who do you think they take?
What do you mean? You mean in the draft? Yeah. You know, I haven't even thought about it. I would say their defense is solid. They need a quarterback because they still don't have a quarterback.
Yep.
You know what they might do? They might do a deal. They may you know get a quarterback and a draft choice out and get somebody like the guy from Seattle that was the Green Bay Packer backup. What's his name?
Matt Flynn.
Yeah, I think Matt Flynn would look good in Kansas City Red. To be honest with you, Matt Flynn can play.
Here's what
Plus,
I think.
Plus, he's a Reed kind of quarterback. Because he's a straight drop back read guy.
Yeah. Here's what I think they do.
Okay.
I think they trade back, and I think they take Geno Smith.
Yeah, but won't he go in the first round?
Yeah.
Oh, you think they trade back to like 15th, 20th pick? Mm-hmm. I'd love to see him get Geno. Because Geno can play. Geno's going to be the first quarterback drafted.
Geno's stats
are. It's not going to be the guy from Southern Cal.
Geno's stats are incredibly similar to that of a guy named Donovan McNabb out of college.
I know. And he's incredibly. Similar to Donovan when he was in college.
Yep.
They could both run. They can use their feet to get the ball thrown away.
And
both of them.
Andy Reid's first year in Philadelphia, who did he take?
He took Donovan McNabb.
And
he got booed, and then he went to the playoffs 14 times.
Uh-huh.
Actually, he only went 11 times.
I would not be surprised.
You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. John Dorsey got the GM job. John Dorsey will do a good job there. Thank God Scott Paoli is gone. Romeo Crennel hasn't been picked up yet. That I'm aware of, but it could be happening any day as a defensive coordinator. Although, you know what? There's a lot of new names. Jacksonville Jaguars.
I don't think Romeo's going to get him.
The Jacksonville Jaguars hired Gus Bradley. Gus Bradley has been the defensive coordinator for 4 years with the Seattle Seahawks. Seattle Seahawks defense, if you haven't been paying attention, is pretty damn good.
Really good.
And, you know, Carroll likes this guy a lot.
Well, he's a rehire.
Yeah.
He was with Seattle a couple of years ago before he went to Florida.
Yeah. But now he's back in Jacksonville, and he spent some time there anyway.
I thought you were talking about the new Seattle.
No. I'm talking about the new Jacksonville
Seattle,
guy. Yeah.
New Jacksonville.
Gus Bradley is the head coach. Jed Fish is the offensive coordinator. He's worked with Mike Shanahan. He's worked with Steve Spurrier. He's worked with Brian Billick and Pete Carroll. He is mostly a college guy, but it's Jacksonville, and you're not going to find the best offensive coordinator in the world. The defensive coordinator in Jacksonville is a former Chicago Bear defensive coordinator under Lovie Smith, Bob Babich. Bob Babich was in Chicago 8 years. I mean, Bob Babich knows what he's doing. He was a pretty good player, too. Jacksonville, I mean, it can't get much worse than Jacksonville, can it? And don't they still need a quarterback, or you think they're going to use this kid from Michigan that they had in there at the end of the year?
Chad Henne?
Yeah. What do you think? Are they going to keep him? Is he the guy that they because what's the guy's name?
I mean, he played okay.
But the guy they drafted the year before is scared.
Blaine Gabbert.
He's scared. He's scared.
It's not Blaine Gabbert. I'll tell you that much.
No, Cleveland.
I honestly think that Tim Tebow goes to Jacksonville. I know they came
I hope he does, but they've already said he's not.
So to me, that means they're not going to trade for him.
Okay. So they might just cut him.
If the Jets can't trade him, why hold on to him? You owe him a bunch of money next year. He's not part of your system.
No, I understand.
You cut him.
Well, I think, there's no telling what the Jets are going to do, but if they're going to get rid of Darrelle Revis, they'll damn sure get rid of Tim Tebow.
And you know.
Because Tim Tebow is a guy you want to get rid of.
Yeah.
Darrelle Revis is a guy you want to think about keeping.
I mean, Jacksonville reportedly offered more than the Jets did last year for Tebow, except the Denver Broncos gave Tim Tebow the opportunity to choose, and he chose the Jets.
That was a mistake. Boy, was that
I'm
a
just
mistake.
Saying. Well, not in Tim Tebow's. If you're in Tim Tebow's court and you're his agent, where do you go? Do you go to Jacksonville or you go to New York? I go to New York, my face is going to be on every single billboard, and I'm going to collect for the next 5 years, even if I'm not playing.
I just hope wherever Tim goes, he gets a chance to play. That's all.
I think he goes back to Jacksonville.
Rob Chudzinski was the offensive coordinator of the Carolina Panthers for a long time. He's done a great job everywhere he's been. He was also at the University of Miami in their heyday when they had all the great running backs, always in the top five in the country. For 8 years, he was at Miami. He's a great offensive coach. He's been in Cleveland two different times, but he holds several offensive records as offensive coordinator there. I like Rob Chudzinski. A lot of the guys in Cleveland, you know, my buddy Tony Mazur, mm-hmm. at first he was kind of surprised by it, but he has put on his staff Ray Horton of Arizona, who's the Rooney Rule guy that's gone everywhere and interviewed, never got a job, but he's a great coordinator. He's got Ray Horton running that good defense, and that's a good defense in Cleveland. Mm-hmm. And he got Norv Turner running the offense. Now, the good news about Norv being an offensive coordinator is he can handle that job.
Yeah.
He can't handle a head coaching job. It's just too much pressure.
Absolutely.
Too much work for him.
He's a good coordinator.
I think he'll be okay, but we can talk about that later. Probably when he starts doing pretty bad.
He's got enough weapons. Well, he needs a couple receivers.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. I'm Bruce Hall. You're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on AM 1230 WFAS.
We're back on Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. Join the conversation by calling 240-317-7294 or on Twitter, hashtag BHSports. Now, here's your hosts, Bruce Hall and Roy G.
We're back. Here we are.
I just got a call from Ray Lewis's attorney.
Oh, God.
He just gave us a call and said,
"This will be good.
If I don't shut up, I'm going to get cut three ways. Wide, deep, and repeatedly."
It's cute, Bruce. Very
I'm
cute.
Just kidding. Nobody called. Hey, San Diego. And we're talking about the NFL.
Man.
Norv Turner got fired finally in San Diego. A.J. Smith got fired, too. And we both agreed, you and I, Roy, mm-hmm. he needed to go, too. And he did. And Dean Spanos, who's my age, might even be older than me, who is the son of Alex Spanos, who owns the San Diego Chargers,
mm-hmm.
Hired Mike McCoy, who I think everybody kind of agreed was the number one pick in this year's coaching bonanza. And McCoy got the job. He was the offensive coordinator of the Broncos for the last few years. You know, worked with Peyton this year. And Johnny Pagano is going to be the defensive coordinator. And that's Chuck, you know, from the Indianapolis Colts' brother.
Uh-huh.
Did you know both of those guys both were coached by their father, who's also a college coach? Uh-huh. And I didn't realize that. So many times in football and baseball, it's all family-oriented, you know?
Oh, yeah.
It's really cool the way it happens.
You got to know somebody to know somebody.
But you know who got the OC job, the offensive coordinator job in San Diego? Kenny Wisenhunt. Mm-hmm. Wiz, my boy. He's a Redskin former tight end. He's got a Super Bowl ring. He was the fired head coach of the Arizona Cardinals, but he'll do a great job as coordinator. And you know what? It's like dying and going to heaven. being able to buy a house in San Diego. San Diego is a great place to live.
Well, Arizona's not that bad either.
No, but it's but San Diego is the same house in San Diego, the same house in San Diego, in that would cost you $1 million in Poway, which is 20 miles north of the city, is about $100,000 in Arizona. Because you can still buy a lot of house in Arizona, and I'm still looking for a house in Arizona. A.J. Smith's gone North Turner, is the former head coach of the Chargers, and was replaced by Mr. McCoy. The Jets! We got to talk about the Jets. Because Rex looked super in his suit. When they brought Idzik in, John Idzik, the new general manager of the Jets, they had a big press conference, had Woody there. Mm-hmm. We talked about Woody at length last week. Dennis Thurman is the new defensive coordinator of the Jets. I got no comment on Dennis Thurman. I've dealt with him before in various situations. I'm not a big fan of his. I'm surprised he was actually named a defensive coordinator. He's a decent coach. Marty Morningwig, who was Andy Reid's right-hand man, ran the offense in New England, ran the offense in Green Bay. He was a quarterback coach in Green Bay when Brett Favre was there. He got the offensive coordinator job in New York. How cool is that? That's a lot better than the last two guys they've had. Can't hurt anyway. Tannenbaum's gone, replaced by Idzik. Looking forward to seeing what happens there. You know what I mean? It can't be bad. None of it can be bad. It can only get better, right? The Jets can't get any worse, can they? Oh, God. Wait a minute. Sanchez is still there, isn't he?
Well, it's still the love affair.
All right, Buffalo. Buffalo's got a new coach. They were the first team to replace their head coach. They fired Chan Gailey. They hired Syracuse head coach Doug Marrone. You know who got the job as the defensive coordinator? Everybody in New York knows. Mike Pettine, the defensive coordinator for the New York Jets, is the defensive coordinator in Buffalo now. He jumped off that ship pretty quick, didn't he? Mm-hmm. Guess he didn't want to get fired. Nate Hackett comes on as the offensive coordinator with Marrone. He's from Syracuse. I don't think that's Paul Hackett's son. It could be. But he should be a good fit because he and Marrone have been working together for years. Philadelphia. We waited forever for this, right? He said no, and then he said yes. Roy, what do you think about Chip Kelly? Is he going to make the difference in Philly? That's a bad place to take a chance, isn't it?
Yeah.
You think he's that good?
At the same time, you could argue that there's really nothing to lose by going to Philadelphia. They've never won a Super Bowl. They have a lot of talent there.
I like the way you said that. That's true.
I mean,
you're absolutely correct.
Yeah. If you take them to the postseason, Philadelphia's happy. They're not expecting a Super Bowl. They'd like a Super Bowl.
Boy, if you got to, could you imagine if you got to one? Do you remember what we picked? I picked them to win 10 games this year. Mm-hmm. I liked Philly.
They're okay.
Yeah, well, but Mike Vick goes down early.
Their defensive scheme was stupid. They don't have their quarterback, Mike Vick. He'll be out. He'll be one of those big name free agent quarterbacks that Matt's trying to get us to talk about.
Did you see who just hired the former defensive coordinator and offensive line coach for Philadelphia, the guy that got fired?
The nine wide guy?
The Ravens hired him.
Oh, really?
He's going to be in charge of the running game next year.
That's weird.
For the Baltimore. No, he's a great coach. I told you that.
Yeah, but why running backs? He doesn't have any.
No. He's an offensive line coach. He's in charge of the running game.
Oh, okay.
The running game, Roy, not the running backs. The running backs was a guy named Ernest Biner, who you and I both know.
So he'll work with the running backs and the offensive linemen.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
You know, they're doing more of that in the league. They're changing the names of some of the coordinators now. But I like Chip Kelly. I think it's a little weird that he told all his kids he was coming back, and then a week later, but he said he wanted to see them face-to-face.
Yeah.
And if that's the truth, well, that's honorable.
The Oregon team, they're pretty good.
Well, you know, the guy that took over for him that's, you know, ran their bowl game, he's fine.
I mean, Oregon, it will be all right. Oregon will be fine. They have a lot of talent there. They got a lot of guys coming back.
Got a lot of money with Phil Knight. Phil Knight's there.
The quarterback's rookie. The quarterback's a freshman. So they'll be fine. And, you know, he has the pieces in place in Philadelphia to run his offense. They have LeSean McCoy there. So he can run that Oregon offense if he wants to, which, if put it this way, if you bring in Chip Kelly, and you run a pro-style offense, I think it's a stupid hire.
Right.
If you bring in Chip Kelly and you try to implement that Oregon offense in the spread and where the NFL's going, I think it's a great hire.
All right, real quick, we got two more teams to talk about. Chicago Bears. Somebody probably shouldn't have fired Lovie Smith. They did pick up Mark Trestman, the head coach of the Montreal Alouettes, past several seasons. Matt's laughing, but I made Matt look like an idiot. I told him he was going to get the job. Matt said, no way he's getting the job. They'll laugh him out of town. Everybody.
I never said he wasn't going to get the job.
Stop it, Matt. So, yeah, and Ray Lewis didn't have any.
Speaking
to do
of hires, Albert Breer of the NFL Network is saying that Romeo Crennel could be the next DC at New Orleans.
What did I say could happen today, didn't I? Well, you know what?
He's saying I
could see that because Romeo's about, what, 350, 400 pounds?
He's saying ultimately it could be up to...
That's a great place for a guy who likes food to coach.
He's saying ultimately it could be Romeo's decision whether or not he wants to take a DC.
You know what? Romeo might... I mean, he went through a lot of crap there at the end. You know, and here's something that's really amazing. The Kansas City Chiefs now have six guys in the Pro Bowl, and they won two games.
Yeah.
Well, how bad could the coaching have been?
Yeah.
But anyway, Bruce Arians, the new head coach in Arizona, that was the job I wanted.
There is 10 quarterbacks in the Pro Bowl.
Do you know why I applied for that job in Arizona? I did.
Saying resume in?
Yeah. And then they,
pretty short resume.
I didn't even get a call.
Well,
not one call. Tom Moore will be the OC. He was Peyton Manning's.
Did you spell your name right?
He was Peyton. Yeah, exactly. He was Tom Moore's. He was Peyton Manning's offensive coordinator in Indianapolis. You know, will you shut up? I'm saying something people want to hear. Bruce Arians, the new head coach, obviously the guy did all the magic in Indianapolis this year. Tom Moore, former Indy guy that Arians knows real well. Mm-hmm. And guess who got the DC job? Defensive coordinator Todd Bowles, the guy that got the Eagles defensive coordinator job. He flies out of there. Now he's in Arizona. Todd plays golf, too.
Arians, he's a good hire. I mean, look what he did with Indy. You know?
I'm going to tell you something. Bruce Arians, in my opinion, is you know, I knew he was good when
he could get coach
Pittsburgh
of the year.
Wanted him out of there.
He could get coach of the year and not have a single win on his coaching career record.
That's true because he's not technically the head coach.
They're all Pagan.
Are they going to – will they give it to him? Oh, I thought Pagan gets it. If they vote him in.
No, he gets the wins. But I'm saying that you can vote for whoever you want as coach of the year. You can vote for anybody. So if he got it, which he has to be a candidate.
Oh, he's definitely a candidate. He won 11 games.
You can't give it to Pagano.
Were all over that.
He didn't really.
We were all over. Hey, give me five. We were all over the Ravens beating their butt, though.
Oh, yeah.
And they did. Hey, listen, how about those Ravens? Hey, you know what? I'm 3.5 points. By the way, people, I am... My early line was 3, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's 3.5. I'm taking the San Francisco Giants, 49ers, just kidding. Boach, I'm still thinking about you, buddy. I'm taking the 49ers to not only cover the spread, but to win their first Super Bowl since 1994 next Sunday.
3.5?
They're gonna win it.
You're taking 3.5?
They're going to win it, and I'm going to tell you next week why I think they're going to win it. Because there's more there than meets the eye. It's a family affair, if you catch my drift.
Well,
how about the World Baseball Classic getting ready to start March 2nd and 19th? Sitting here, Stan the Man, they just laid him to rest.
Yeah.
Did you hear the story about Bryce Harper? Stan asked him for an autographed jersey about a month ago. He sent it to him. It was like one of the last pieces he ever bought.
It's cool.
He didn't buy it. He sent it to him. Right. Stan Musial wanted Bryce Harper's jersey signed.
Well, who doesn't?
How cool is that, though? Stan Musial, man, the best left-handed hitter in the history of the National League. You know, a lot of people will tell you it was Tony Gwynn. It wasn't Tony
Bryce
Gwynn.
Harper could be the next.
Tony Gwynn.
Yeah, I know who Tony Gwynn is.
No,
Mr. Smiles.
Mr. Belly.
Bryce Harper could be the next best left-handed hitter.
You know what I think is going to happen? I think Bryce is going to be more of a power hitter than an average hitter. I think he's going to hit 3-3-10, but I think he's going to hit 40 to 50 home runs. I just pray he doesn't use anything he gets from a GNC that's got the wrong stuff in it. Because that kid lives in a gym. You know that, right?
Yeah, I would.
He works out every day. You can follow Bryce Harper on Twitter.
Yeah.
He's all over it. And follow me at Bruce Hall Sports. Follow Roy at Sports Man Cave.
That's right.
We are all over Twitter. I'm getting ready to do my 20,000th tweet this week.
That's way too many.
It's not that many. It's not that many. I go through 100 in a few hours, couple hours.
Yeah, I know. It's way too many.
No, it's not. I type fast.
No, it's very good.
I type fast. Let's see who's on Twitter right now. Oh, God, it's Roy G.
That's right. I'm
who the hell is Roy G?
But I was on Twitter probably a year and a half before you were. I remember I had to convince you. I was like, dude.
I know, everybody was.
I was like, you got to get Twitter.
You know what? I'm addicted to it. I love it.
And you have three times the tweets that I do. That's insane.
Linda Cohn thinks Adrian Peterson should win the MVP draft.
Who's your MVP pick? I guess it is kind of getting that time.
Well, you know what? Let's do that next week. And the only reason I say
when do they announce it?
Oh, it's got to be before the Super Bowl.
It is. That's why I feel like we have
to. All right. Who do you like? I'm gonna take Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
I got to.
I think so.
Because it's a regular season deal. But you know what? No, you know what? Hell with that.
You're taking AP?
Peyton Manning.
Yeah, me too. I have Peyton Manning. And then I have AP come back.
You know why I'm saying Peyton Manning?
And then I got JJ.
Good old boy network.
And then I got JJ Swatt as the defensive player of the year.
Adrian Peterson, without a doubt, had one of the most unbelievable seasons of any running back in the history of the
NFL.
He'll
get comeback.
He should get it. You know what? What if they give them both the MVP award?
That'd be cool.
We had a great show. We'll see you next week, people. Matt. You drive safe, Matt. Have a great weekend. Roy, you too. Getting out of here.
Absolutely.
You've been listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion on AM 1230 WFAS.